Tomorrow night, a European spacecraft will end its mission with a crash landing on the moon. Or, as the French press puts it, perhaps more delicately, un rendez-vous explosif avec la Lune. The explosion could be visible from the Earth with a backyard telescope. As part of the spacecraft's mission, its cameras and instruments have been sending back information that could be useful to future travelers. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The little spacecraft called SMART-1 was launched in 2003. Its mission has been to test out new technologies, and it made it all the way to the moon on just solar power. Bernard Foin is lead scientist on the mission with the European Space Agency. We reached him in the Netherlands.
We have a new revolutionary engine. So we broke the Guinness Book of Record of the lowest amount of fuel, but also of the slowest mission to the moon. It took us 13 and a half months.
The engine is what's called an ion drive. NASA tried it out once. Basically, the craft has solar panels and a bottle of xenon gas. The electricity from the solar panels is used to propel the xenon ions out the back of the spacecraft, nudging it up to speed. It's a little pokey, but 5 to 10 times more fuel efficient than a rocket. And sometimes the slow but steady turtle wins the race.
Yeah, this could be a way to bring a lot of cargo to the moon in parallel to the infrastructure to send a fast taxi for the crew.
A slow cargo ship and a fast taxi for the humans. Ah, but where would you go on the moon? The Sea of Tranquility, the Bay of Harmony, the Lake of Luxury? Yes, those are all real names. How about a mountaintop upon which the sun never sets? The mission found one of those near the North Pole. It's called a Peak of Eternal Light, and it's the first to be discovered on the moon. Detlef Koshny worked on the spacecraft's cameras.
If you stand on top of the mountain, the sun would always just graze just a small part above the horizon. And that, of course, is if you talk about colonizing the moon, that would be a point where you could go because you put solar arrays on that mountaintop and you have permanent electricity.
There is no such place on Earth because Earth's axis is tilted, so all parts eventually get some darkness. Bernard Foin says the temperatures at the Peak of Eternal Light wouldn't be too bad.
On the top of this peak, it's quite comfortable, just a few tens of degrees below freezing. It would be possible to install equipment there that could last well.
That's the moon for you. One day, a possible human outpost. For the moment, though, a dusty graveyard. Tomorrow, SMART-1, which has been orbiting lower and lower, will crash. Detlef Koshny puts the time of impact at around 10:40 p.m. Pacific time, Saturday night.
It's exciting, waiting for an exciting event. It's a little bit like Christmas. Of course, we will lose the spacecraft, so it's gone afterwards. But this is what we knew all time, that at some point the mission will end. And at least it ends with something spectacular.
SMART-1's final resting place? The Lake of Excellence.
Which is close to a crater called Clausius. And it's sort of, if you look at the moon just with your naked eye, then the moon will be something like 70-80% illuminated. And it's on the lower left part of the unilluminated area of the moon.
How come it's called the Lake of Excellence?
This is historical. There were people that put names to stuff on the moon, and I don't know what went on in their brain, why they named certain things a certain way. I don't know.
The flash of the collision may be visible from some parts of the United States, he says. If you have a telescope, set it up. The bigger, the better. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
And at npr.org, you can find out how to watch the SMART-1's crash landing tomorrow night.